In support of LGBTQ rights, Asbury Memorial Church in Savannah, Georgia, has announced September 3rd its disaffiliation from a United Methodist Church denomination. This is Nadia for the Charisma News Podcast. Hear the rest of the story after a short message from our sponsors.
The hypocrisy on the left is astounding. They are so desperate to criticize President Trump that even this worldwide pandemic, they attempt to belittle him and blame him for the crisis. In my book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, I go into detail about how I think history will remember our 45th president. History has shown that Winston Churchill was the right man at the right time, yet he was not a popular leader in his day. He was described with some of the same words people have used to describe President Trump: ruthless, unstable, unsound, and embarrassment, to name a few. But the way the world now looks at Winston Churchill is how I believe history will remember Donald Trump. It was said of Churchill, "Thank God for a leader like Churchill. He was not polite or polished, but he was used to save many lives in a time of war." America, we are at war with an invisible enemy. I thank God Donald Trump is our president. Go to GodTrump2020.com and learn more.
It is believed that Asbury Memorial is the first church in the U.S. to leave the United Methodist denomination due to its unequal treatment of LGBTQ people. The UMC has traditionally been in favor of more conservative views regarding the involvement of LGBTQ clergy, with a common belief that the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with the Christian teaching. The South Georgia Conference of the UMC took place virtually on August 15th. During the conference, a vote was taken on Asbury Memorial Church's desire to disaffiliate with the UMC regarding their disagreement of the traditional LGBTQ views. The process has now been completed, and in its statement, Asbury Memorial says it looks forward to a bright future as an independent, non-denominational church. Asbury Memorial pastor Billy Hester said they are leading the way as a church they want it to be, a Christ-centered, forward-thinking, all-inclusive congregation. He goes on to say, "We appreciate the bishop, district superintendent, and the members of the South Georgia Conference for understanding our situation and allowing us to take this path." Charisma News previously reported on the United Methodist Church's denomination struggles over the LGBTQ issue, including the UMC's approval of the traditional approach to the issue and a possible denominational split. Only time will tell if Asbury Memorial's actions will become a trend. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News Podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.